This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Class, I'm going to be in Huntsville, Alabama at the Von Braun Center. Von Braun Center. And that's July 16th and 17th. That's this Saturday and Sunday at the RK Prepper Shows. RKPrepperShows.com. And I'm going to be talking about how you can save a lot of money. Literally save a lot of money, thousands of dollars a year, legally, and pay less in taxes. I'm going to talk about that. And that's Saturday. Sunday, I'm not sure what I should talk about. So if you have any suggestions, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. You can call us at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. What would you like to hear me talk about? I'm yours for 2 days. So that's Saturday and Sunday this weekend at the RK Prepper Shows, Huntsville, Alabama, Von Braun Center. And if you'd like to have dinner, maybe we can arrange a dinner and get together. And, you know, Matt Stein and I and Craig Douglas and, you know, if there are other instructors there from USA Prepares, we'll just go out to dinner. Dutch treat this weekend. John, I understand that you tried something that we talked about called EnviroSafe.
Yes, I did. We have a 1999 Dodge Grand Caravan, and the air conditioner degraded to the point where it was no different than turning on the vent. And here in Dallas, when it's in the upper 90s, that's a little bit uncomfortable. And so I bought their kit. And in addition to that, I got a can of their stop leak, and so I made sure it had oil and stop leak, and I added a couple of cans of the refrigerant, and then had an opportunity to, I had to do that away from the apartment complex because you're not allowed to do maintenance on your car. It's a lease violation, and that can get you banned from running elsewhere as well. So you pay attention to those things. Yeah. So I had to go someplace, you know, and hide out to do this. So I got an opportunity to drive a few miles on the interstate afterwards, and it was blowing air at 37 degrees.
And what was the outside temperature?
It was around 80 at that point.
That's pretty good. So what you'll find out, class, I don't get anything for recommending EnviroSafe. I just buy it for our family. I pay the same price that you would. Enviro, E-N-V-I-R-O-S-A-F-E. You can look it up. And it's propane and butane in a little can that looks like refrigerant, like an R-134A can that you can get at a local auto store or the Chinese factory outlet. And it boils at a lower temperature. The molecules are also larger, so there's less likelihood that it will leak out as quickly. And if it does, it's just propane and butane, and it's not, you can't patent it. So it costs less. It works better, and it's awesome. And I've been using it for many years. And if I have a leak that I just can't seem to fix cost effectively, I'll just put, like, you know, I have a John Deere tractor, and it probably cost me $500 to get all the components to fix that. It's a 1984, and it's hard to get parts. So I'll just throw a can or two of EnviroSafe in there, and if it leaks out, oh, well, it's propane and butane, and it doesn't cause the atmospheric problems that a Freon refrigerant does. Okay? So it works well. And, John, you got the gauge kit, and you got the thermometer, and you got the oil, and a can of stop leak, right?
Right.
$35?
The kit was 35. By the time I got the soft leak and shipping, it was about 50.
Okay.
Still a lot less than taking it into the shop.
And you have the gauge kit or the gauge with it and the can tap, so that next time if you just want to put in R134A refrigerant, you can just add it on top, because this mixes with the standard R134A refrigerant that's in most vehicles. And just add it on top. You don't have to worry about it not being compatible, because it is. So I'm glad you're able to do that. By the way, over the weekend I did something similar to that, and we have a 1999 as well, but it's a little Mercedes SUV. It's called an ML320. Oh, it's got 260,000 miles, I think, on it at this point. And two O-rings were, you know, a little brittle. So for the price of two O-rings and a couple cans of refrigerant, that thing works perfectly. And how much are O-rings? Well, maybe 10 cents a piece, but if you were, I looked up, what would it cost to have someone, a professional, fix this system, replace the O-rings, and they want to replace other stuff that doesn't need to be replaced, like the expansion valve and then the receiver dryer, and by the time they're done with it, it's about $1,000. So it costs us 10 cents for each O-ring and two cans of refrigerant. So maybe $10, maybe. At the high side, $10. So now you have the gauge, you've got the can tap, and you can keep charging other cars as well, John. Great way to go. Thanks for sharing that.
Thanks for sharing it to begin with.
You're welcome. That's EnviroSafe, ENVIROSAFE. If you call them and say, hey, I heard it on USA Prepares, you can do that, and that would be nice, but they won't know who we are. I'm just a customer like everybody else. Okay, what's next?
Well, I was bringing up the sites during the break. First up is Telltale Signs, and something disturbing happened here. This post from the Daily Mail was posted on July 7th, which was the date of the event here in Dallas, and it was updated the next morning on July 8th, and I been, you know, putting the post together this weekend, so it was still the same this weekend. But I bring it up this morning, and the picture that I wanted to talk about is no longer in this post. So I'm going to have to describe it a little bit. The picture they took out was from a protest in Manhattan, and all the signs there are yellow. They'll say things like, racism is the disease, revolution is the cure, fight back, stop the war on Black America. And these signs were provided by the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Now, I believe we've talked about this group before, and I've put their website below that link, the PSL link, and you know, it reminds me a bit of Nazi Germany in the 30s. You know, the Nazis were the National Socialist Party, and as things progressed in World War II, and something I didn't learn until a few years ago, when I saw a picture of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem with Adolf Hitler, and the Grand Mufti is the leader of the Muslims, and you know, even then there was the association between the socialists and Islam, and it's not a good alliance, and we're seeing that now in America. And when you look at the people that have been brainwashed into this movement, you know, you can see the hatred that they have. And this goes back decades. And, you know, one of the people we can thank for what we're experiencing now is Louis Farrakhan. You know, for decades he's been, a racist, anti-white. And we are reaping what he's sown. And what gets more disturbing, and my opinion on this was before I found this next article, Dallas may be the tip of the iceberg, is I was concerned that this could be a beta test for the conventions upcoming, because a lot of these same agitators are being bussed into both of the convention cities. And then what happened is that the leader of the Black Lives Matter movement had his phone hacked. And from that phone hack, they were able to get into some of his social media like Twitter. Now, in this article, I cannot confirm that these were the messages. But if this is true, the corruption and the treason has reached a level beyond what we can really imagine. And just below the picture of the leader, it starts out with the transcript. Have you spoken with Mrs. Lynch? And the assumption here is that it's the Attorney General. Recently about the plan for the summer and fall leading up to the elections. And the idea is that if they can get both conventions shut down, then Obama can stay in office. So I'm hoping that the release of this information derails whatever plans that they had. But it's disturbing on many levels. It's a shame we don't have anybody to really investigate this. We don't have Republicans in Congress with enough balls to try and do anything. And the Attorney General should be looked into. The records for his Twitter account should be subpoenaed. And if this stuff is true, there's people that should be going to prison for this. And to me, this is even worse than the lies that Hillary told about her supposed just carelessness about the classified emails.
John Reagan, I've been watching a series on Netflix that's called Madam Secretary. It's about lies, backstabbing, threats, bribes. Did I say lies? Lies, cheating. Me first. Lies. Me first. Lies. Scandals, backstabbing. These guys all have guns to each other's heads. And they bribe and they threaten each other. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I'm looking at the headlines. The Washington Post. Washington Post, it says, former top cop, America is sitting on a powder keg. Former Philadelphia Commissioner Ramsey are sitting on a powder keg. And what he's talking about is the violence that's going on in the United States of America. And he's absolutely right. And I believe that this is the cumulative effect of the police abuses of we, the villagers, that has finally reached the breaking point and people have had it. And our black friends who have been shot, for no reason, have had it, and they are uniting and protesting. And I think we should protest when we're being abused. There's no question in my mind. There's a nurse from New York City who went to a protest, and there's a line. I'm trying to find the post right now. There's a line of these over armored cops. They're in black gear, and they've got arm pads, shoulder pads, leg pads, knee pads. I mean, these guys are ready for war, and they're against some protesters who are wearing T-shirts. Here it is. A New York City nurse traveled to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, because she just couldn't stand the thought of what's happening. This is going to be a horrible situation for her son. So I'm looking at these police. They look like they're ready for 22nd century warfare. They've got pads on their forearms, their shoulders. They've got guns. They've got Kevlar. Every kind of padding you can think of. Riot gear, helmets. These guys are really intimidating. They even have protection on their shoes. So if you wanted to stomp on their foot, it wouldn't do any good because they've got shoe protection. What did they do? They arrested this woman. These guys are standing with black rifles. A whole bunch of them. There must be 50 cops against one black woman, 28 years old. So they arrested her. And then you see a picture of a black man with his hands up. He's standing against a whole bunch of cops. Looks like just one guy. And it says, quote, "I will unite with anyone to do right, but with no one to do wrong." A quote from Frederick Douglass. I agree with that. Then there's a black woman with a T-shirt. And it says, "There is no justice. It's just us." There is no justice. It's just us. And I think she's saying what we've been saying. There's nobody to call. Who are you going to call? Who are you going to call to investigate Hillary Clinton? The FBI, obviously, that's not working. There's two sets of laws. There's one for us, where we just think about breaking the law and get arrested. And then there's another one where they can commit murder and get away with it. It's an outrage. And we, the villagers, We've had it. And that's what these protests are all about.
Well, that's not what it is, Vincent. These black Marxist Muslims are using this to incite riots, to kill Whitey. They are taking the few incidents of abuse, and they are expanding it. And we are on the verge of civil war because of these people. And we are going to see more and more. We already saw over the weekend where we have blacks going out shooting whites. Simply because they're white.
Well, I certainly, John, don't agree with shooting people just because of the color of their skin. I don't. But I also don't think that the escalation by the police is the right thing to do. I don't think that
let's look at the numbers. That's the next thing up here.
Okay, go ahead.
We've got through 2016 the number of people killed by cops in America, 509. Now, sure, some of those were horrific events that should not have happened, but, you know, in a nation of over 300 million people, this is still a low number, and a lot of these are criminals that were violent, and the police had to make, a split-second life and death decision. I'm going to get down to the statistics in ways that have not been brought out yet. Get back.
That sounds great. Captain John Reagan's with us. We're going to talk about the statistics that deal with gender, weapons, mental illness, and race. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price.
Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, the financialstateoftheunion.com. We're at the news tab. And, John Reagan, you were talking about the breakdown of U.S. citizens killed by cops.
Yes, and it turns out, more than half, 238, are white. You notice the Black Lives Matter don't talk at all about that.
Right.
That when you look at the statistics, you have to also consider what does the population look like. So given the current census, about 13% of the population is considered African American. So when you run the numbers, the blacks are killed at a rate of roughly, well, nearly twice that of the whites. So if you expected 13%, it's actually more like 24% of those killed are black. But does that tell the whole story? No, it doesn't. We also find out that when you look at the number of cops killed by blacks, instead of being 13%, it's about 39%. So blacks kill cops at a rate three times what you would expect for their population group. So if you look at, yes, twice as many are killed than you would expect, but that they kill three times as many as what you would expect. And in many ways, you could say blacks are actually getting off easy compared to other groups. And I haven't included it, but if you look at what's going on in Chicago, where it's practically a gun-free zone due to all the, you know, strict gun control laws there, the biggest number of murders is instituted by blacks. Black-on-black crime is like 97% of the black murders. Black-on-white crime is, I believe, on the order of 87% of the murders. So if you wanted to really cut down gun violence, just take the guns away from the blacks. Of course, it's not legal and wouldn't happen, but it's kind of like what's going on, you know, in our airports. Yeah, who, in theory, you know, is causing the terrorism? You know, it's people from Islam. And what do they check? They check the 80-year-old grandmas. They check the 8-year-olds. And they wave all the Islamists through because, you know, to check them would be racial profiling. It's an insane situation. And unfortunately, we have, you know, from what we found out earlier with Hillary, we have an administration that is totally lawless, and you know, no matter, even in the best of ways of resolving that, it's still going to be ugly.
John, as you say this, I'm thinking about what's really causing, what's the root cause of a lot of this. And I believe it's education. I believe that our public school, our public training camps have failed us miserably. No child left behind, to me, means no child has a chance. That was George Bush, no child left behind. And I remember going into the principal's office when I was consulting at a school district. I was teaching an advanced computer class. And I had some black students and I had some white students. And I went into the principal's office. You know, I would meet with him every day. Every day that I was on duty there at the school district. Why? Because I was responsible for the technology of the entire county's school system. And so I would teach a class as well as build the technology, design the technology, implement the technology, and teach the teachers and so forth how to use the technology. And I remember going into the principal's office, which was a, you know, daily occurrence, and I remember telling him about this one student that I had in class. And I said, you know, we have this student, and I identified him, and he's a young black man, and he would wear one of those hoodie things, a jersey with a hood. And in class, he would have the hoodie on, he'd put his head down, and I'd call on him. It'd be, you know, I would ask him the question on Monday. I'd prepare what I thought was a pretty good lesson. And I would call on him. I'd go around the table. I had a great big round table for my students. There was no front of the class. There was no back of the class. Everybody was on an equal footing, including me. And I'd call on him, and he'd say, "You're picking on me." And I go, "So what's the answer?" And he'd go, "Well, you're picking on me because I'm black." And I go, "No, I'm not picking on you because you're black. I'm picking on you because it's your turn." So I explained this to the principal, and I said, you know, we got a problem here. He's not studying, and there might be a reason. Maybe it's at home. Maybe something's going on at home. Maybe he doesn't even have a home. Maybe they don't have running water. I don't know, but something's not right. And he said, well, whatever you do, don't get the NAACP involved. Don't make the newspaper. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because I believe that that's not an isolated incident. I believe that what's happened is that we would much rather pass students, and I'm talking about all colors, who aren't doing well, and we'll pass them from the first grade to the second grade and the second to the third and so forth all the way up until we pass them on right out of high school, and they're not knowledgeable in the things that they should have learned. Because we don't want to make waves. We don't want to make the newspaper. We don't want anybody to know that we're doing a lousy job and following the state guidelines and the federal guidelines about what we should be teaching, like a month of black history instead of history, is detrimental to the students. I'm not against learning black history. I'm against segregating history. If we're going to have history, let's weave it into, let's weave all the history, American history, the American Indians, blacks, the whole thing. Put it all together and let's teach that. But let's not segregate and have a whole month of black history. Because then the white students and the other students say, wow, we don't have white history. What makes them special? That's divisive. And I don't like it. So, John, I think overall what I'm saying is we have done a miserable job as parents. We've allowed Washington, D.C. to take over our school system, and our children have not learned what they need to learn, and now they can't get jobs because they don't know how to do anything.
And that's part of the communist plan as well.
Mm-hmm.
The communists infiltrated the black culture. They destroyed the black families, got the father figure out of the way. I think typically they sent them off to prison, which
yes.
Later on they end up getting recruited by the Nation of Islam and have more hatred fomented. And then they instituted the welfare state. And as a result, we see what's become of that. And after the collapse of the Soviet Union, we found out, yes, they did infiltrate unions. We know that members of the FDR administration were communists, but we can even go back well before that. Both parties, Wilson and Theodore Roosevelt, Democrat-Republican, they were progressives, and what progressives are evolutionary socialists. And what we are seeing now are the revolutionary socialists trying to muscle in, and there was another article I saw this morning I would love to fit in, but it's going to be tough fitting in what we got this morning. I'll have that for next week. That gives you an idea of what the goals are of this movement.
John, isn't one of the bottom lines of this that we have trapped people into a position where they can't get jobs, they're not educated. I'm talking about not just blacks, but a whole bunch of people are not educated. They have trouble communicating, using English as the standard. And we've given them subsidized housing, subsidized food, subsidized health care. They're living on the dole. They're trapped. They can't get a job. So they go into business for themselves. And that could be robbing, stealing, committing crimes, selling drugs, trafficking in drugs, whatever it might be, so they can get some cash to do what they see other people doing, living a high life.
I've seen interviews with several saying that, why would they want a job when they can make so much more money selling drugs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've heard young people say that. I've heard white young people say that. Why work when you can sell drugs? I mean, the CIA does it. John, I've mentioned Madam Secretary many times on the air. Class, it is a documentary, in my opinion. It will show you how evil, how corrupt, how deranged our government, people that are holding our government hostage, have become. They are literally defective. I was watching an episode last night, John, with Mrs. Finelli and our son, and it came out that, you know, this one person was working for the CIA, and they got this young Russian to be a spy for the United States. For the CIA, he did everything that the CIA wanted him to do, and then they left this guy out to get killed by the Russians. And they go, well, that happens. And then the discussion between the CIA and this other person who was the handler, not CIA, for this young Russian, indicated, well, you know, you're really not like us because you have a conscience. You have a conscience. And I was thinking about Norm Shealy, how I asked him on the air, are these politicians defective, mentally defective? And he said, yes, they are. And there it was. I saw it right on this miniseries, which I'm calling a documentary, and they're saying that you wouldn't be a really good CIA employee if you had a conscience. Well, you wouldn't be a good politician if you had a conscience either, because they lie, cheat, obfuscate, confuse, and steal from the rest of us and give to their friends and make promises that they may or may not keep. They are defective.
And we've talked about before, you know, the psychopaths are in charge, and they want to get rid of a lot of us. And let me just bring up real quick there, I have this article, Kissing Becoming Fertile. You know, I wonder if that is natural or man-made. If it's man-made, this could be part of the plan of running down the population.
Kiss and become infertile. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes when we come back. Captain John Reagan's with us. This is kind of an emotional broadcast. And we're doing it. We're doing it. This is not nature. We're doing this. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only
available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my...
Where are you going? For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, and he brought up something very, very important. We're talking about women becoming infertile, and you're hearing more about that every day in the lame stream media. And John, you're talking about this. There's an HHV-6A virus that lurks inside women, and it
right.
is it's a chicken pox like bug. Please talk about that, because there's a link between the shingles vaccine and chicken pox.
Yes, and the human herpes virus has many varieties. One is known as chicken pox, which later can come back out as shingles. We also have a version that we know as cold sores. And this is one I wish I knew more about, the genesis of this variety of the virus that can be passed simply by kissing. And what this study found out is that almost half of the infertile women tested were infected with this version of the virus. However, in that same study, none of the mothers had the infection. And if this is a human-engineered variety of the herpes virus, then this could be part of the arsenal on reducing our population. And even if it's natural, it's still a useful tool for them.
And John, as you say this, I'm remembering back to when Mrs. Finelli and I were in a Sam's Club about a year ago in Springfield, Missouri, and they had this table set up, and they were offering free shingles vaccines. And I kind of smiled at Mrs. Finelli, and I was holding her hand, and we're walking by, and I said, geez, I wish we had time, because, look, we could get free free vaccines for shingles. And we kind of laughed, like, there's no way that we would do that. There's no way that we would get the vaccine. And then I remember her going to a doctor's appointment, and I was there with her. And the doctor said, okay, I'd like you to consider getting the shingles vaccine. And, the doctor looked at me, and she said, I know how you feel about it. Never mind. And that's kind of how it went, because I said, the shingles vaccine is linked to chickenpox. And I was starting to tell her about the infertility connection. So here we have it. Here we have it. So why would we get a vaccine for anything? I mean, I don't want one. I really don't want one, or any of them. I'll take my chances, and I'll be really careful, not to slice myself up with rusty nails.
And, this also brings into the whole morals issue, which is part of what's caused the problem that led to Dallas. The sexual side of it, where it used to be you would save yourself for marriage, just in the sexual side, now you can look at even a non-sexual side, just a simple kiss could have profound effects for your life later on.
Well, if a simple kiss can do it, I'm thinking sharing a glass of water. I'm thinking about how many aunts kiss, their nephews and nieces, and how this is scary. And John, you've got an article. We don't have much time, but 26 million Americans are now too poor to shop.
All they're doing is buying necessities.
Right. Right. And I think that's one of the things I'm going to talk about on the seminar this weekend, how to save money. How to save money, how to buy things, and how to get the best value. Kind of the way I do it. Probably the way you do it too, John. Well, John, we're watching the spiraling down of our values, our morals, our ethics. America, we're going down. We're going down. We need to stop it. And who's part of the demise? That'd be Hollywood. Who else? Those who've hijacked our government. Can you imagine people are considering voting for Hillary Clinton? Wow, what are we going to call her? The liar in chief? And her husband, what are we going to call him? The philanderer? Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is that...
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.